Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And we're going to start out this morning, talk about a little bit about the upcoming week and what we can expect. And that would be first some showers and thunderstorms. Right now, a good portion of the Central Plains seeing some thunderstorms. It is heading towards the Ohio River Valley, flooding across Missouri and eastern Kansas this morning as a low-pressure area tracking into the Midwest is, again, just ramping up the moisture. The dew point temperatures will be high, and the weekend temperatures across the southern and central plains have been extremely warm. I've had temperatures in excess of 100 across the far southern plains, mainly in Texas, and that warmer air will try to spread to the east and will push across a good portion of the eastern Corn Belt for the second half of the work week. And then as we head into the following weekend, next Saturday and Sunday, again, we do look for a cold front that will be bringing more scattered showers and thunderstorms back into the picture. So a little bit of both sides of the story, a little bit cooler than average to start, warmer than average towards the second half of the work week, and then back to cooler conditions as we get into the following weekend. And especially across the northern tier of the corn soybean belt, that will continue to keep the progress slow as far as the development of crops. Southern sections, maybe a little bit too much rain in some areas, but right across the central sections, again, it'll be a sort of a mixed bag this week as the crop development weather should be generally favorable, but again, some areas will receive some precipitation that could cause fields to be a little bit too wet. There is expectations for a ridge of high pressure to build into the lower portion of the corn soybean belt for the second half of the week. But as that cold front pushes back into the area towards the upcoming weekend, it looks like cooler than average conditions will return to the area. Now, the delta in the southeastern states, areas will receive some heavy rainfall. There will be pockets of precipitation that exceed 2 to 3 inches of rain. And the southern delta into southwestern Alabama and most of southern Georgia were dry over the weekend. The delta will dry down during the next couple weeks as significant crop stress may start to occur in the southern portion of the region. Now, the northern delta has conditions that are a little bit more favorable, and crops should be able to withstand the drying for a little bit longer period of time as they've had some significant precipitation. Rain will be needed in the northern delta as we end June and move into July. Many days of drying will occur over the next couple weeks with scattered showers and thunderstorms occurring occasionally as we start to build with a more summer-like pattern across the area. The 6 to 10 day forecast trend is for temperatures across the northern tier and the eastern sections of the corn soybean belt, basically across the Great Lakes down through the Ohio and Tennessee River Valley, to return to below normal as heat returns to the western portion of the plains, the Front Range of the Rockies, and the northern corn belt after this brief flirtation with very warm conditions later this week. And precipitation, looks like the above average precipitation is going to be confined to the east coast and the west coast, with much of the center part of the country looking at generally dry or at least below average precipitation over the period from June 20th through around the 25th of the month. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.